And the reading with which I'll begin now is from the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 1, verses 56 through 68. And Mary remained with her, with Elizabeth, about 3 months, and then returned to her home. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown this great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came all over their neighbors, and all those things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them wondered and said, "What will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him." Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy, "Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them." Those who live in the Northern Hemisphere will have summertime and its delights on their agenda just now, even if the weather is not as clement as we might like. For those down south, however, it is winter. And again, the reality may not be as sharp, cold, or wet as forecasts sometimes paint it. It is 6 months now since we opened our copies of the Gospel according to Luke and found the pages that spoke of Bethlehem and the child born there to Mary of Nazareth. Mary, who became the mother of the Saviour, had also been made aware of the pregnancy of her cousin Elizabeth. Indeed, she hastened that spring day to go and see Elizabeth. Hers was an unexpected pregnancy too, though for different reasons. Elizabeth, in due course, gave birth, and there was no way the child was going to be called Zechariah after his father. No, the lady who had given him birth was adamant. "His name is John." That's our feast day today, Midsummer, the joyful, if long-awaited, birth of a son to Elizabeth and Zechariah. A flower can take an age to prosper, but what a joy it is when the belated news comes and it blooms. The curious thing about today's joyful remembrance of John the Baptist is, of course, that he said at one point, as he pointed to his cousin, Jesus, "He will grow greater. It is I who am to lessen, to diminish." And it is true that the length of days will now begin to shorten in the Northern Hemisphere, and that when we mark Jesus' birth in 6 months' time, the days will lengthen, slowly at first, but surely for all that. John was a prophet, and suffered the highest indignity of being beheaded by a drunken King Herod, acting to save his own face, having made a mad and intoxicated promise to his daughter, whose dancing had entertained the guests. But that is for another day. Late in the month of August, we shall look again at the martyrdom of John. He was a prophet, I say, and what I mean by that is that he pointed out to the society in which he lived what needed to change. He pointed out what the people needed to see and learn, as well as tossing away the corrupt practices that distanced them from their true reality and heritage. Jesus was to take up this mantle, and again, was to pay the highest price for saying things that were uncomfortable. It is in the Gospels we read these amazing stories of Jesus, the parables and the lessons he spoke to alert people to their highest dignity and greater possibilities. Not all the people we come into contact with today will be readers of the New Testament. Indeed, for many people I know, the only New Testament they will read this week may be my face. The story my life tells them. The picture of Jesus my life and behavior tell. So in Christ's name, let us portray him honestly in our loyal dealings with others, relations that are honorable, life-giving, and enriching. Then, whether you live in the northern or southern hemisphere, the days can continue to be long and full of life-giving grace. St. John, pray for us.